The region's tourism body is busy letting Aussie travellers know that we're back open for business as normal after ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. Visit Sunshine Coast has just launched a new campaign this week. It's called Sunshine Coast for Real. CEO Matt Stokel asking us to share photos and videos to social media.
It's all about posting in real time images of the Sunshine Coast so visitors can see right now what we look like.
It's hoped the campaign will help drive strong accommodation bookings in the lead up to Easter. Post-mortem results, including the discovery of a number of injuries, have led detectives to deem Crystal Beale's death as suspicious. The Noosaville mother of two's body was found by a rower in the Brisbane River on the 22nd of February. That's the day after she'd been dropped at West End after having dinner with her family. It's believed she'd been in the river for 6 hours. Detective Inspector Rod Watts says her family and children aged 22 and 15 are devastated and they want answers.
Struggling. Yeah, it's quite traumatic to go missing in these circumstances, and they're with us along the journey trying to give us as much information as they can. But at this point in time, we're still seeking answers.
Sunshine Coast Council says it's prioritising repairs to beach access points and surf lifesaving towers to ensure lifesavers' emergency vehicles can get through and help if needed after our coastline copped significant damage from ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. Crews will be out today conducting coastal inspections, checking seawalls, canals and assessing dune erosion impacts. Council says once that's complete, it'll help coordinate and support volunteer groups in a number of beach clean-up events. And briefly, an advice smoke warning is in place for Beerburrum and surrounding areas this morning. The Queensland Fire Department is conducting a hazard reduction burn near Steve Owen Way. The fire is under control.